What's good and welcome back to the Pierce Slap Show. Today we're going to talk a little bit about 6ix9ine.
Yes, sir.
Today we're going to play a little game called Who Put You On?
Tell him.
Then we're going to tell you where to find the hottest, latest, newest slaps that is out there. And then we're going to have a special guest join us a little later.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so first of all, 6ix9ine, fresh out.
Let's talk about it, the elephant in the room.
Everybody's watching, obviously, when you look at the numbers.
Man.
What?
Crazy. Fresh out, still blowing them out the water. It's crazy.
Why is everybody tuned in?
All right, man. So, first off, you know what I mean? Tekashi, he's a... This ain't his first time being in trouble. He got in trouble back in 2015 with sexual misconduct with a minor.
Damn.
You know what I mean? For a video that came out. He was with his partners at a hotel and they had a minor in the room, and he wasn't naked or anything like that, but she was, and like they have videos of her on top of him and other dudes and pouring liquid on her and shit. So he got in trouble for that already.
Damn.
In 2015, tried to explain himself and say he didn't know, and that she told him she was overage, and then he said that he was 17. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he tried to lie and cover up, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's that already bad news for him.
Yeah.
Then he assaulted a kid in the mall in January 2018. A kid was trying to record him, and then 6ix9ine just tried to choke the kid out. And at first the kid pressed charges, but then after, you know, probably some money or bribe or something like that.
Yeah.
The kid came through and said that he didn't want 6ix9ine prosecuted.
Damn. So for the first part with the pedophile shit, I know I've heard him, you know, be called pedophile and all that. I never knew the story before, so that's something I'm just learning right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you leading into that next story, talking about the kid, I'm thinking you're about to say, you know, he slapped the phone out of his hand or some shit like that. Say he choked him out?
Yeah, like a 15-year-old kid choked the kid out.
Fuck.
Yep. So
how old is 6ix9ine?
6ix9ine. So he was born in 96. So what's that make him, 24 now?
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, if his birthday's passed. But yeah, he's about 24, 23.
Okay. So he was choking kids out when he was about 21-ish, somewhere
around there.
All right. Yeah,
choking kids out, exactly.
I'm trying to paint the picture here. Okay.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, obviously everybody's seeing him trolling. Everybody on IG and shit, all the gangs and... Especially the LA gang members. You seen the beef with YG and them.
Yep, seen that.
And then that's when YG had dropped that video of the dude in like a jail cell with colored hair, the lookalike, the 6ix9ine lookalike.
Yeah, I think that was the handgun video, right?
I think so, yeah. And then he had on there, he had pedophile on there, so that explains that.
Yep.
I mean, so... And then they just started beefing, going back and forth, talking reckless on IG. And then that's when the Complex Con happened in Long Beach with Slim 400 when Tekashi pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
And Slim was at the door waiting, not letting him in. You know,
yeah.
They say that that he got word from, like, there was some inside word from the security team that told YG and Slim and them that Tekashi was pulling up. So that's why they were at the door.
Yeah, if anyone was going to know he's pulling up, I'm sure it was security.
Yeah, you already know. Telling him to head out there and escort him through the premises.
Yeah. Damn, I know he had some beef with, who was it from Chicago?
Chief Keef. Yeah, he had beef with Chief Keef. So he paid someone to shoot Chief Keef, and that's when Chief Keef got shot at in front of a hotel.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
So then then here we are with him getting caught up.
Yeah, taking it back, you know, before this whatever situation where he got locked up and all the snitching shit. I mean, me personally, as you know, again, never slapped 6ix9ine songs. I wasn't feeling it. It wasn't my style. I don't know, maybe because I'm a little more old school. You ain't going to see me out here bumping up on some rainbow hair. Some unicorn rapper. That ain't for me. And I think, you know, it was the trolling you know, anybody who would say something, you know, when they're at that level and they, you know, say, you know, this dude got rainbow hair, pedophile dude. Yeah. And he's like, all right, now I'm gonna troll you. Like, what was the last hit you had? You know, what records you sold? You know, I'll go to your hood. It's good in your hood. I'm not tripping, you know, all this stuff. You know,
he's talking reckless.
They said he couldn't go to LA. You know, he went to LA. He brought, you know, 30 bodyguards with him, but he went
on security. Yeah.
You know, they said you couldn't go to Chicago. So he went to Chicago to Chief Keith Block, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, wasn't there a video or some of them talking about how it was like, because he tried to say that he was there at night, but they had a video of it like being it was actually the morning, talking about like the birds chirping and stuff like that, how that only happens in the morning.
Yeah. He hopped out talking about it's 10 o'clock and shit. 10 at night, you know, where's everybody at? So I thought this was, he called his old block. It looked like no block and shit like that. But
that dude just be talking the most shit.
Man, it's Mr. Attention. That's all he wants. There's security cam footage of him hopping out, and they got the date stamp and the time stamp, and it's showing, you know, it was, you know, about morning time. He was like, you know, I don't know, whatever, 4 a.m., 5 a.m., some bullshit.
Yeah.
And he only hopped out trolling for a second. He had his bodyguards all right there. He just did the video and hopped back out.
He did
go to the block, but, it, you know, it was just the timing, everything like that was a little off. But, I mean, yeah, just trolling. Like, just trolling.
Just sitting there, yeah, he just know he's getting under people's skin. Just keep doing it to everybody. Whoever gives him a response or some attention, he's going to just keep feeding off it.
And, you know, for a minute, you know, I was wondering, like, why would someone like YG or, you know, anybody in the industry at that time give this dude that much attention, like, as far as, like, him trolling you? He's trying to troll you right now. Why are you feeding into it?
Yeah.
But then you look at it, and I would think, you know, from a business standpoint, you know, 6ix9ine, obviously, he don't have the hood fan base. You know what I mean? His fan base is dudes like, you know, it's the trolling era. So people who's all into these, you know, like they grew up in the social media shit.
Internet
so this is,
power.
Yeah. That's his fans. So if I wanted fans in fucking Idaho and North Dakota and shit, then, you know, if I get 6ix9ine to come at me and start dissing me, then I'm getting, you know, people going to start listening to me and be like, who's this dude?
All that attention.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I could see it from like a, you know, my streams would go up if I went at him. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, for sure.
I can see it from that standpoint, I guess. But, yeah, I never really, you know, listening to 6ix9ine or nothing like that, you know. But, yeah, this shit crazy.
Man, he'll just be out here trolling. That's it.
Trolling. That's it.
Everybody. That's at the end of the day. You know what I mean? He even trolled his way into a gang.
Exactly.
That's the crazy part about him. That's why he was able to talk so reckless.
Yep. He had him behind him. And then the minute shit got real, out of there.
Yep. Man. And so he gets arrested in 2018, right? For the robbery, conspiracy to murder, and drug trafficking with the gang.
All right, 2018, got it.
Yeah, so then while he's locked up, he gets a new distribution deal. Like, it's just because his old distribution company wasn't messing with him because of all this. So he signed a new one to release his album because it started getting leaked.
Okay.
So he wanted to just get it out anyways to get some money off it.
Yeah, and at that time, I think he was, what, like 8 for 8 on the Billboard or some shit like that?
Yeah, he was killing. He was killing. He had all the hits.
All right, so 8 for 8. Got locked up, got dropped, got a new deal.
Released the album.
Okay,
While locked up. You know what I mean? And dealing with snitching his way out of everything. Snitched on a dude that was involved in his kidnapping, Ellison, and this other dude, Mac. Both of these dudes, he pointed them out in the crowd in the courtroom.
Which is crazy
to me.
Pointed the finger at him.
Yeah, just saying, like, they asked him if he knew who they were, and he just, like, pointed at them right there, like, yep, and said their color suits that they were wearing.
Damn.
Like, bro, he didn't even care. And then they showed him music videos from the past, and he pointed out alleged gang members from the videos that he had with them in it.
Like, people that went out there to support his videos, man.
You know what I mean? He just was just pointing them out like it was nothing. It was crazy.
All right.
And then on top of that, he wanted to bring in other celebrities. Like he said that Cardi B and Jim Jones were a part of the 9 Trey Bloods as well, and doing all the same stuff. So yeah, so this dude was just trying to bring everybody down with him. He said, "I'm just gonna sink the whole ship."
Damn, he said, "You know what? I can get off early with just releasing my peoples right here, but you know, I mean, with just pointing out my people right here. But let me go ahead and get somebody else involved that's got their life together, already out the hood making money. Let me go ahead and
You
bring
feel
them
me?
down with me too."
So let me bring some successful people down with me. Like, psh,
Yeah.
this dude just kept pointing the finger to us. It was crazy.
Snitch nine.
Snitch nine, yeah, so that's where that
Snitch
came from.
nine.
That's where
Man.
that came from. So yeah, so right, so shortly before he got out, he signs a $10 million deal with a label, 10K Projects.
10 mil.
10 mil for two, what do they call it? Projects, I guess you would say.
I guess, but I was wondering. I was like, I see him with all this jewelry and shit. I'm like, off 8 songs though.
Yeah.
Off 8 songs, but now
Making
it makes
bread.
sense now. We got $10 million. Fuck.
Yep, 10 mil deal. So
Damn.
he has to do that. But right off the back though, like, it's crazy. This dude is gonna bounce back from snitching in the rap game. Like,
And
who would have thought?
he's trolling again with the fucking everything he does is with the rat now, with the mouse, rat, whatever.
Yeah, like he don't even care. He's owning up to it like it's good. And try
Yeah.
and then still trying to bring people down with him, like that beef with Snoop.
Man, I seen that too. He's trying to throw salt in his game now.
Yeah, showed that video of Suge Knight talking about how Snoop snitched or how Snoop's an informant. That's why he got away with gun charges and drug charges and stuff. Like, that's
Man.
crazy. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
this whole shit is crazy.
And then going back and forth with Snoop with that one thought,
Man.
putting him on blast for cheating and stuff. Like, yeah, it's crazy. This dude, he don't even care. He's trying to just bring everybody down with him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all about attention. Whatever I got to do to get attention. And anyone who gives me a little bit of attention, I'm attached to that shit. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see this dude, he's putting on.
Snoop said, "Last time you said something, I ain't have time, but today I got time."
Today.
Rap boy.
Damn. Yeah, no, I feel it. This fool, I mean, you think about it. You can't get more of a keyboard internet gangster than fucking 6ix9ine, because obviously he ain't about to pull up on nobody. He can't even go outside. Like, this fool gets fully dressed up, puts chains on to sit in front of his computer and record videos. Like,
That's
that's
it.
it. He ain't going nowhere. He can't go to the store. He
If he
can't pull
gets
up on
seen on his
nobody.
balcony, my dude got to move to a whole different city.
That's it. Like, you
It's
know,
over with. It's over with. As soon as that video drops of him on his balcony, his location, they're all moving in to secure him and get him out of there.
and that's it. That's the rest of his life right there. Like,
Man,
that's
it's like, are you, what's the point?
why, yeah. So what's the point of him even doing this shit at the same time? Like, what's the point of everyone trying to go at him? Like, you know, he's obviously like, it's only gonna make you mad, or it's if it's gonna make you money, then do it. Like, I guess so. You know, if it's gonna make money, but if there ain't gonna be nothing coming out of it, like, you're not ever gonna fucking put your hands on him. That's
Nah,
not
you're
gonna
never gonna
happen.
get to him.
Yeah, not gonna happen. So.
Never, yeah. So there's, yeah, I feel it though. It got to be a calculated decision.
And I know everyone's saying, you know, like, he's like, "Well, I'm back. I'm still doing numbers. I still got the whatever the fans or whatever." But like I said earlier, he never had the hood fan base. He never had, you know, real ones wasn't slapping the music like that. So,
Nope, just that one, just
that's
that
why he didn't
gang in New
lose
York.
any. That's why he ain't lose no fans, because they was never really about it anyway. They'd all do the same thing he did.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah. So, I mean, but this shit crazy. I mean, over here he drops a record and.
But you'd be
Break,
surprised at
breaking
some
records.
people that be slapping Tekashi.
You said what now?
I said you'd be surprised some people that be slapping Tekashi. I ain't gonna put him on blast,
They
but
probably they probably trolling too. I don't
hey, they
know.
some trolls too, huh?
Man, probably. I'll tell you, you ain't gonna hear me slapping that shit. I'll tell you that. I wasn't slapping it before. Ain't I'm definitely not slapping it now.
I don't
But
know.
yeah, that shit crazy. The whole situation is crazy.
Don't know, signs. I think I heard you slapping FIFA before.
Slap a what now?
FIFA.
A FIFA?
FIFA.
I don't even play the FIFA on my PlayStation. The
Oh, snap.
hell's a FIFA?
You
Oh man.
know Yeah.
Man, nah, you're gonna see posting rainbows and unicorns and shit and rat emojis.
Oh, that's all bad.
Yeah, but I seen he got beat out for the number one Billboard, and they're crying about it. I'm like, bro,
Yeah, with by Ariana Grande and Bieber.
this fool really crying about it. Like, I ain't
He
getting number
even
one on
got
Billboard.
Sony and Universal Music auditing the numbers.
That shit, man.
Yeah, because I guess they bought like 60K units like overnight right before the numbers dropped, and they shot up to number one from number five. So he was upset about that. Yeah, he was hot.
Oh shit, he mad.
Yeah,
He
so
big mad.
you got the different distributors and labels auditing them.
Man, that shit. That's just wild, but you know what? If you want to hear some real shit, not none of that rainbow unicorn rap
No,
shit,
sir.
none of that. Let's play Who Put You On. So it's either gonna be Ride the Go or about to put you on a slap right now, or Sign's gonna put you on a slap. So let's see. Rod, what song you putting us on today?
Oh yeah, go ahead and go slap this the Shooter Gang Coney Bust Down featuring TJ 3K and Neff. It's a real knock, you know what I mean? It got a little
All
fast
right.
paced beat, but they all come with the gas in all three of their verses. So yeah, go slap that. That's a pure slap.
I'm not even gonna lie, you came with some heat today
Yeah,
because that right there is a
that's the one.
slap.
That's for sure in the
That
rotation.
All
Which
right, all
you
right.
got, Signs?
I think I
What
got
you
something
got?
for you. I think I got
Let
something
him
for
know. Let him
you.
know. Put him on. Put him on.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and hit him with that. Stupid Young, MB Now, Riding Through the City. That one right there, that's the real
That's the
slap. That's the
one.
one I'm coming with
That's the one
today.
you're gonna give him?
That's the one I'm putting him on. If y'all ain't heard it yet, y'all know where to find
Yep.
it. We on Apple
Tell him.
Music. Search at Pure Slaps.
That's at Pure Slaps. PureSlaps.
Yes, sir. So search that on Apple Music and you're gonna see some playlists in there. We got Pure Slaps Volume 1, Pure Slaps Volume 2, and Pure Slaps Volume 3. We're gonna try to drop this weekly, just like the podcast. So we're gonna always be hitting you with some new music, something to get you into your weekend feeling
Yep,
right.
get you through this quarantine slapping.
All right, we got a special guest with us today, a man who's been in the rap game for over a decade. He's worked with artists such as E-40, YG, Tyga, and more. Not counting any of the songs he's featured on, he has over 24 million views on YouTube.
Sheesh.
He gets over 90,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. Bay Area legend, you might know him as Mr. NoHo, D-Lo. Welcome to the Pure Slap Show.
Shout out my guys, man. What's happening, man?
What's up with it, man? What's going on?
Shit, man, quarantining
Yeah,
with the family, still managing to get to them studios and shit.
yeah, staying out the way,
For
huh?
surely.
Yeah. So, man, so who was you slapping when you first started listening to rap?
Just local artists like, Mac Dre, Keek the Sneaks, Jacka,
Some Bay Area
Yuck
legends.
Mouth, and yeah, 40 Short, all of them are just mainly the Bay Area and like shit like the Hot Boys and shit like that. Like that's when I like started venturing outside of the local shit,
Yeah, started going to
Okay,
the mainstream a little bit.
yeah. I wasn't too big on the mainstream music like that though.
Yeah, it's hard to you know what I'm saying, when you've been going up or when you've been listening to the Bay, to try to go the mainstream route.
Exactly.
So what made you start rapping? Why'd you start getting into it?
Shit, really, I was just fucking around and my niggas was the ones rapping and I was just always at the studio with the weed and shit like that and I just ended up getting on a song one day and I was like, I was whack as shit though, but I was just like, oh whatever shit. I still didn't look at myself as no rapper at all. When I made No
No.
Ho, that was probably like my fourth, fifth song I ever made and like that turned me into a rapper, like the song. I wasn't planning on rapping like that. That wasn't my dream or none of that type of shit. And it worked for me real well and real good. So I was like, fuck it, this is my profession.
Yeah,
That's a blessing right there, just being around that environment and look what happened. Exactly.
yeah, just kind of on that. I'm here, let's see what it do, hype.
Yeah.
So at what point, did you like realize that, aside from, well, not aside from it, maybe it was the NoHo song, but at what point did you realize this rap shit might be the move for you?
Once I seen the reaction on MySpace, once I seen everybody on the song, everybody was fucking putting the song on their page, and it was just like it was a big, it went viral like a motherfucker. So it was like, just from the fans' perspective, is what made me like really take it serious. Like, all right, let me do this.
And I know back in the MySpace days, getting your song on someone's page, you know, they can only pick one song. So exactly. That's huge right there.
And I'm going to random pages, yeah. But they got my song on there. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, slapping you only in get the back, one.
Man. Hell yeah.
So, you know, you've done what most artists can't do, which is, you know, stay relevant for over 10 years. So, you know, what's some advice you would give to someone who maybe they got one single out, they're getting a little buzz off it? You know, what advice for them to, you know, last in this rap game?
Shit, man, just perfect your craft and do your homework on the game, and because it switch up every 2 minutes, so it's just like you gotta know what you're dealing with. You gotta know your talent and just come with hits. That's all it is, man. Because like it changed from back then. Like, I'm lucky to be one of the ones that have a hit that'll still be played in the club right now. Nowadays, songs get old and within 60 days.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So shit, just keep working. Try to just keep coming with hits. That's all it's about now. This is a single game now. It's not, niggas don't listen to albums like that. So it's like, you got to just come with the hits.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, hell yeah. Because you're right. These songs, they get come and go real quick.
You drop 12 songs.
Music coming all the time, and it's just coming and going.
You drop a full album, you're lucky to get fucking 8 of the songs listened to.
Yeah, at the same time, do you feel like it might be easier for someone to maybe get popping now since they only need one song and everyone just gonna stream
it?
Yeah,
a lot of people say that. It's not hella easy. To me, it's kind of still the same. It's just a different way now. And I say that because it's so many artists now. Mm-hmm. It's so many artists. It's so much competition. And it's being that it's so many artists, that means a lot of artists gonna sound like other artists. So you just got to be a little different, a little unique, more like, but it, to me, it's like kind of the same. If you got the talent, nigga, you got it. You got the song, you got it. That's all it takes is one song. And that's been the motto forever. All it takes is one song. And that's how it is. Yeah. As soon as you get your foot in the door, it's up to you after that.
Yeah, I feel that though, for sure. You know, speaking again, your foot in the door, that dude Nims, man, he said he was juiced when you hopped on that "Won't Leave Me Alone" track.
Oh, for sure. That was the first song I heard by him. He actually had already had it done and shit. It was on YouTube and everything. I was like, man, that motherfucker slap hard. He was like, shit, do a remix. I'm like, fuck a remix. Being that it didn't have that many views or people hadn't heard it like that yet, I was like, let's just put me on it and make it the original song. You feel me? Because the motherfuckers ain't heard it yet. For it to be a remix, it has to be a song everybody done heard. So it's like, let's just make it the original. You feel me? We went and redid that.
That's on slap. So that move, that was a smart move right there. Sure. How'd you come across that?
My big bro, TB, he good with talent. So he be seeing certain shit in certain people. And when I got out of jail, he was like, man, I've been fucking with this one dude named Nims, bro. He raw. You got to listen to him. I didn't know what he looked like yet, nothing. He played "Won't Leave Me Alone." I said, bro, whoever this is, he dope. I'm like, that nigga dope. He played me some other songs first, and I kind of blew Nims off, like, yeah, whatever. But then he played me "Won't Leave Me Alone," and I was like, who is this? He like, nigga, that's the nigga I was telling you about. You blew him off. I'm like, oh, that nigga raw. I'm like, let me give this nigga a chance real quick. I had him come to the studio, and we just start knocking shit out.
Yeah, you for sure the gassed out.
Hell yeah.
Hopped on that. Yeah, that's dope. That's a dope track right there that y'all got.
Yep. So, you know, Nims, he was actually on our episode one of this show, and I know you guys got a song.
Shout out Nims.
Record. Yeah, shout out Nims for sure. Y'all got a lot of tracks together. Do you ever think we'll see D-Lo and Nims collab tape?
Oh, for sure. We've been talking about it. We've been talking about it for shit since I met the nigga, but it's going to happen at the right time, I feel, you know.
Yeah, I see you got some tracks on your last album.
Yeah, slides. I got like, shit, I think, if I'm mistaken, like 4 with Nims on that one, 5 with him, or something.
Yeah,
like
with
that.
Nims.
Yeah.
And that was all from when we first started fucking around and we was just in a studio cooking shit, like freshly, you feel me, knowing each other and shit. We came out with the songs we did and I was like, shit, I'm fucking with you. I took him to Empire and shit, he got signed on the spot. I had a meeting with Gazi for my album, and I just brought Nims with me, and I was like, and Gazi was asking, who is this on this song? Who is that on this song? I'm like, that's him. He's like, bro, you dope, bro. And Gazi signed him on the spot, gave him a distribution deal on the spot, like right there and there. He's like, man, send me your email, I'm gonna send you these papers, and da 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 da, and it happened.
And that, hell yeah, that's how you do that.
Major right
and
there.
That's just off his talent. That wasn't off him popping, because he wasn't popping at all, you feel me? So that was just strictly off talent. And you know, most people like Empire, they only gonna fuck with you if you doing numbers or if you popping. You feel me? And it was a blessing that he was able to get a distribution deal off his talent.
And that kind of speaks to what you were saying about being a little different, because you don't really, I mean, you get the dudes that rapping a lot, the new artists, but you get the singers, you know what I'm saying, that singing that shit.
Exactly. And then he do both. He rap and sing, but and that's the best part about it to me.
Yeah, nah, he clean. Nem's clean.
Yep, for sure.
So yesterday, you know what I mean, you had that IG live battle with D.
Oh, yeah, I was trying.
Tune into that one.
Major.
Definitely a big move for the band.
Surely, man, for sure. Especially people that know the history of our relationship and shit like that. Like, it was big for us.
Tell us a little bit about that history.
We just, you know, we never seen eye to eye. Well, we did. Like, when we first both started out and all that, we was fucking with each other tough. Like, I was bringing niggas to show. When I had a show, I was making sure them niggas performed. You feel me? Like, wherever we went, we started doing shows together. All the shit. It just shit went left a little bit. I don't want to speak too deep into it, but it's just, you know, like, we wasn't seeing eye to eye no more. And, you know, words was exchanged, shit went down and all that. It wasn't too serious. Wasn't nobody getting shot at. Wasn't nobody fighting. And you feel me? Didn't no crazy ass shit happen like that. So it's like, but we never seen eye to eye though.
Okay. So how did it come about to get this battle?
One of my boys was live and we was just talking about the rap battle shit. And he was like, who would you battle? And I'm like, shit, it makes sense for me to battle DB. For one, he was moving when I was moving. For two, but like I said, we don't see eye to eye, so and everybody know that. So I felt that it would be big for the culture. So I pushed that button on that to happen. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought about.
Exactly.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and like you said, on top of that, you guys both got hella hella slaps.
So the first thing I thought about when I seen that, you know, that flyer, I was like, oh damn, like they about to, you know, do this battle. That's clean. Like it's real. That's real dope. You know, y'all could get to do something like that for together. Real.
And in the battle, you played that trap spot featuring Mozzie and Haiti Baby. Shout out to them.
Surely, man. Shout out to niggas.
I know you got a few collabs with Mozzie. How did that Sack to the Bay connection
happen? I've been fucking with Mozzie like right before he ended up doing Blah Da. So I was fucking with him. We just got. I first was fucking with June first. I've been fucking with June since like 2013. So
June makes slaps.
So that like that June kind of bridged that together with me and Mozzie and shit. And you know, it just went from there. Just genuinely, you know, real niggas fucking with each other. That's all, man. We kept it rap, and I know a lot of his homeboys from his hood and shit like that. You feel me? I done been locked up in Sack twice. So it's like I know all his niggas. Like I know everybody, like you feel me, I fuck around with that side.
You know, switching it up a little bit. So out of your whole catalog, everything you got, which one of your songs you think means the most to you? Like when you're riding around slapping it, you know, it might just hit a little different, something that hits you deep. You know, what song would that be?
I can't just particularly pick one, but just to pick one, it had to be, I mean, it's a song on my last album, Messiah. I named it after my daughter, and I wrote a song on there called Asaya. That's probably one of my favorite songs. The song I did to my daughter, like that's what it means a lot to me. But it's a lot of the shit that I listen to of mine that, you know, because I rap a lot of shit that actually happens in my life and shit like that. So I got a few songs that I love, like really love.
You know, I noticed that
the one I got with Nims, Nims, and Young T.O. from SOB. That's one of my ones too, because I was like speaking real shit about like how shit went down. Another song I got with them called Memories, that's one of my favorites, because that all the way through is just, you will feel everything I'm talking about in that song is just the truth.
Yeah, I kind of figured you picked some off your last album, because you know I've been listening to it for a long time, and I know that album is a lot deeper than, you know, it's a lot more meaning to the songs in there, you know, it's like, you know, turn up. It's real deep.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, you say all your all your songs, you know what I'm saying? You put your real meaning into it. So D-Lo don't really give a damn about no ho.
Yeah,
huh?
Man, I don't really give a fuck about no. Oh, excuse my language, but yeah, I don't really care, man. I don't really care about it, man. But, you know, yeah, I care about who I should care about. You feel me?
For sure. How much did that no ho change your rap career alone, just that song?
I mean, well, it kind of didn't change it because, shit, that's what started me off. But it changed my personal life, kind of, you know, because it was like I had to move a whole different type of way I wasn't used to, you know. So it was like I had to adapt to that shit. I wasn't used to being a nigga that the whole fucking Bay Area know. I wasn't used to the pictures. I wasn't used to the fame at all. So it was like I had to transition to that shit because of that song.
People started noticing all that shit, man.
Like, Oakland, I was good at Oakland. Yeah. Even though it was still the same, it was like, it wasn't too much on some fan shit, but it was. But it was more organic, you feel me? Because it was like, I could still go this store, that store, this store, and wherever the fuck I wanted to go. Even though I'm going to see people that want pictures, it just felt more like at home, you feel me? Versus me being in another city, another state. It's like more so of, like, some fan shit, you know? And it's like, it get kind of tiring, but it's like when you're an artist, you like, that's something you damn near mandatory have to do. Yeah, you have to do that because, shit, these people love you. It's like, not doing it is going to turn people against you.
Yeah, they just turn it down to one picture.
I feel it. Well, you know, thank God that did start your career, because right now, you know, I say you definitely, you know, top five in the Bay Area. I mean, your style, the energy, the lyrics, you know, all that. So, in no specific order, who would be in your top five?
My top five, Bay all time.
Your top five.
My favorite, personally, this ain't got nothing to do with no numbers or none of that type of shit, but my favorite, number one, I gotta say Mac Dre, because that's my favorite rapper all time. I'm gonna say Mac Dre. I'm gonna say Lil Wayne. Oh, wait, we talking just the Bay, right?
Okay.
Oh, anywhere.
So anywhere. I'm gonna say Mac Dre. I'm gonna say Lil Wayne. I'm gonna say shit. I gotta say Mozzie, because I really feel that nigga music and really, like, I love that nigga shit. Like, I could not have even known him, and that's just the type of shit I like. You feel me? So that'll be let me see, Mozzie. Who else? I gotta say Keek. I gotta say, Keith. I'm talking from three times crazy to now. One more.
Yep.
I'm gonna say my brother, Sleepy.
Sleepy fucking dude.
That nigga shit, like a lot of people like sleep on Sleep. Like, that nigga is treacherous with that pen, man. Like, a lot of people know, his real fans know, but the people that don't know, like, they gave that nigga a chance one time, they'll never stop listening to him. For surely.
Yeah.
Nah, hell yeah. And I know you did, you know, mention Mozzie being in the top five and how you just feel it. And I think we did touch on that a little bit on our last episode. I think, you know, I was saying, you know, when you listen to his music, you actually, you know, you feel that, you know, it's like, you feel the realness, you know, there ain't no faking.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Anybody can relate to Mozzie. You wouldn't even have to be no gangster, none of that type of shit. It's just a lot of shit he talk about that people actually been through. And it's just some realism. Shit. You feel it.
Yes, sir.
Who's one artist you like to work with that you haven't had the opportunity with?
Say that again.
Who's an artist you like to work with that you just haven't had the opportunity to
work with? One artist I haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah, that you're looking forward to.
My bad, bro. Somebody was calling, but you said an artist that I haven't had the chance to work with?
That you want to work with that you haven't had the opportunity to work with yet.
Anywhere, I know.
I want to do a song with Roddy Ricch. I let her do some shit with him.
Okay, yeah, that
would
be a slap right there.
Shit, that's kind of hard. Boosie.
Hey, Roddy Ricch been on his grind, though. He's been popping up on all kinds of
like niggas like Boosie, Lil Boosie. Right. You feel me? He's easy accessible. Like, it's not hard for me to work with him. It just gotta make sense for me, you know?
Yeah,
I don't want to organically
just
not to
do
try
it
to,
like,
know.
It gotta make sense. Like, I got another song right now with Tyga and G Easy, and of course, everybody know me and Tiger Boys. You feel me? That's been my guy since we first started, since we did Get It Up. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are always like, man, you need to do another song with Tiger. You need to do it. I never want to push it. Like, bro, we need another one. I wanted it to happen how it happened, which was I wanted to come right. I wanted to come with something that I know that's going to really, like, hit hard. Because it's a lot of people from the Bay that's done got a verse from Tiger or a verse from this person, and it just be them getting them on a song. I want to get them on a song that's gonna do some real, real numbers. I want it to make sense. You feel me? Not just work with them just to work with them. I want to work on a masterpiece.
Yeah, not do it just to say you did it. Yeah,
and that sounds like a real slap right there. You see, Tiger, G-Eazy.
It's the next club banger for sure. It's going to work.
Was that all three?
No, because it happened. It happened during quarantine. When the quarantine first started, that's when it happened. I'm talking the first week of it. When they locked us down, I had the song already. And like 2 days after I made the song, that's when the lockdown came. And I was just kept listening to it. I'm like, man, who the fuck should I put on this? And first person I thought of was Tyga. And then I thought of G-Eazy. So I hit both of them. G-Eazy sent me his verse back the same day. Tiger sent me his back like 2-3 days later. And I was just like, man, that happened like too easy for me. It was just a phone call, sending a song, and it was done. You feel me? Like, that easy.
That's how you know it's the right song. They made it happen that quick.
They was loving it. I already had my verse. I had the hook. Sent it to them like that, and they loved it. And they both went crazy on it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Definitely can't wait to hear that. And as far as, you know, since we're on the subject of recording, usually are you going off the top on a lot of these songs? Or are you writing it down? You know, what's your recording process?
I'm
going to
say 90% of the shit I've been doing for the past 2 years, 3 years. Yeah, for the past 2 years, no writing.
Damn.
Off the top. Nans will tell you, anybody that's in the studio with me will tell you, Kamaya's, or everybody that's going to see me in the lab, I don't write. As soon as I hear the beat, I go right in the booth. No phone. I'm in there on one.
I ain't gonna lie. It's not what I was expecting to hear. I expected written because you should be deep. Deep, off the top, man.
On my kids, I wouldn't lie about it. It's people that's witnessed it. It's people that go to the studio with me every time I go to the studio. So it's like, but it'll be sometimes I write to some, but I do like the first four bars. You know, I write the first four bars how I feel I should start off on a song, and I won't finish it until I get to a studio, like, all right, boom, this how I was gonna start off on this beat. But if I'm in the studio and a nigga play a beat and I like it, boom, I'm going right in there and doing it. It could take me longer writing than it do with me going in the booth and actually doing it.
And then aside from do you have any artists right now you're working with that we should keep an eye on coming up?
Shit, really just Nims coming up wise. Oh, and it's this singer dude I fuck with now. His name's Zay. His Instagram is Zay Music, Z-A-E and underscore music. He dope as fuck. I just got him on like 3-4 songs. I actually just did a song with me, him, and Nims last week. That's crazy as fuck. And he's a real singer. Like, he can sing. Like, he ain't the auto-tune singer that only sound good with auto-tune. No, that nigga can sing, like, church sing.
Damn, I'm definitely looking him up after this for sure.
Yeah, check that out.
And I'll tell you what, if I find, I'll see if you got something on YouTube, and I'll throw a link on the PureSlapShow.com. That way, you know, anyone listening can go back and check him out as well.
Yeah, when can we expect your next
this summer,
project?
Within the next month.
Summer, coming soon. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, damn. Yep. Yeah, right around the corner.
Need that for sure. So, you know, I hear you were big on, you know, hooping and sports and whatnot back in the day. What happened with that? What happened with the sports
man,
career?
Just being a hard head, man, and not dedicated to it like I should have been. But, you know, shit, like things like that happen, man. I just got sidetracked with the streets and, you know, end up going to jail and just messed up my high school shit. So, you know, but I played basketball, football my whole life, like organized though, not just playing at a park. I was always on a team.
Yeah. What position?
Every time I ever played, man, I was starting. I played varsity 10th grade, starting point guard. I was that nigga, man. I was that nigga.
Okay,
you Damian Lillard to tell you. My ask Damian Lillard, man. He'll tell you, man. I gave Dame over. Buckets too.
What? You gave Dame buckets?
I gave Dame buckets.
Yeah,
that's dope. That's dope.
Yep. Well, yeah, we definitely appreciate you taking the time out to talk with us here at the Pierce Slap Show. You're much appreciated. We definitely got your songs on the page. We got your songs on the website. And we watching you, anything that happens.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I appreciate y'all, too, for the interview, man.
Yeah, appreciate you taking the time, D-Lo.
Oh, you know what it is, man. Tap in with me.
I appreciate y'all for tuning in to Episode 3 of the Pierce Slap Show podcast. I'm not sure how you're tuned in, but we're available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other podcast apps.
All that.
Sir, so just go ahead and type in the Pure Slap Show, and we'll pop up right there in front of you.
Yes, sir. And we coming with weekly content, you know. All the time, we just talking that shit, and occasionally we might just have someone stop by.
Yep, you know it. You never know who it's going to be.
Never know.
And while you're at it, go ahead and check us out on IG, at the Pure Slap Show. Give me a follow, at Slap Show Goer, and my co-host.
Hit me up at Slap Show Sun.
Yes, sir.
And we out.